In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In today's Gospel reading, Jesus is saying goodbye to his disciples. It is part of the Upper Room Discourse, which spans chapters 13 to 17 of John's Gospel. This is an intense and intimate time that Jesus spends with his disciples, teaching about service, love, and prayer. He spells out his impending departure and prepares them for the life without him. Within the Upper Room Discourse, today's passage forms part of what is known as the High Priestly Prayer, and indeed Jesus' tone is reminiscent of a priest interceding for a congregation in their presence. There is no prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane in John's account, so this is Jesus' final prayer before his crucifixion. Afterwards they will go to Gethsemane where he will be arrested and the events of the Passion will quickly unfold. This passage therefore marks a transition between the Upper Room Discourse and Jesus' Passion. In the prayer, Jesus' first word is crucial, Father. Throughout the 21 prayers of Jesus in the Gospels, each prayer uses this characteristic word of address. The one exception is the cry of desolation on the cross. Jesus uses it constantly as a significant witness to his unique sense of intimacy with the Father. That the moment of crisis has at last arrived is not in question. The hour has come. As Jesus prays in the shadow of Calvary, we learn what are his deepest concerns. He has only one, which is the glory of his Father. This means to that is his own glorification. Glorify your Son, since it is his exaltation and obedience unto death that the Father will be supremely honoured. In this, the glory of God is distinguished from our own human experience of glorying. The Son seeks the Father's glory. The Father seeks the Son. The mission of Jesus is the means to the glorifying of both Father and Son, the very action of which brings life to lost sinners. The honour which seeks the honour of another is expressed not only in the relationship of the Father to Son, but in their unitedly seeking the good and honour of the humanity of God, which comprised the world. It is out of love for the world that the Father has sent the Son, and the Son now lays down his life. How different is the goodbye that we heard in today's reading from Acts. The resurrected Jesus' last words, before he ascends to be with his Father, are full of hope and promise of the Holy Spirit. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. Luke's description of the Mount of Olives as a Sabbath day journey from Jerusalem highlights the scene of the Ascension as a distinct location. This is a story that moves not only outwards from Jerusalem, but also downwards from the mountain. The story of Acts starts in a place where Jesus is visible. Angels speak clearly, and the cloud between earth and heaven is momentarily thinned. Jesus unites earth and heaven by leaving the earth, and yet in his departure, he is not separated from us, but remains with us. Though he resided on earth as a human, Jesus was never separated from heaven or from divinity. This is the mystery of the incarnation, but it is our salvation and the restoring of the union between God and humans. As St. Athanasius and many others affirmed, God became human so that humans might become divine. At the Ascension, we are encountering the other half of the Incarnation. Humanity now shares in divinity. Since our humanity is now united with God in the Incarnation, even if Christ is not physically present on earth, he remains united to our human nature. On the last Sunday of Easter, our focus remains on resurrection and new life. Next week, we look forward to the arrival of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Although we will not be in church as the body of Christ, we will celebrate the feast together in spirit, in worship and prayer, held on the Ambleforth Benefice Facebook, website and BBC services. Amen.